Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today it's part two of our conversation with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Yesterday, Natalie discussed Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Diabetes Awareness Month, and Fall Prevention. Today, we continue our conversation with healthy Thanksgiving tips and family health history. So, Natalie, obviously the big holiday of Thanksgiving. We'll start off with that. What are some food safety reminders for the big holiday?
Right. So the last thing you want when it comes to the holidays is making everyone sick from your special meals together. So especially when it comes to the turkey, you know, not a lot of people are cooking an entire turkey other than on Thanksgiving Day. So you really need to plan ahead. Sometimes people buy them frozen or they buy them, you know, fresh and then freeze them. So when it comes to thawing, you know, there's some things you need to follow with that. So a frozen turkey can be safely thawed in the refrigerator or in cold water. So in the fridge, keeping it at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, allowing 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. So definitely plan ahead, maybe several days. And then you might want to put the turkey in like a container or a dish to contain any juices that may leak so it doesn't get all over everything else in the fridge. But then also, if you're thawing in cold water, then you would allow for about 30 minutes per pound. So you can submerge the wrapped turkey in cold water and change the water every 30 minutes until the turkey is fully thawed. And then once it's fully thawed, be sure to cook the turkey immediately rather than sticking it back in the fridge. When it comes to preparing the turkey, be sure to wipe down the counter and sink afterwards with a sanitizing solution to kill any bacteria from the juices. Turkey needs to reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit to be safe to eat. So I really recommend using a food thermometer in the thickest part to check on it before you serve it to everyone. And then for other foods and turkey as well that are sitting out for an extended period of time while people are maybe coming and going and getting, you know, second helpings and everything like that, remember the 2-hour rule and dispose of any perishable foods that have been sitting out for longer than 2 hours at room temperature just to be safe. So if you want to avoid any food waste, you should refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours so you can safely enjoy them the next day.
Awesome. And yeah, really great points there. And you talk about, you know, going to get multiple helpings. Obviously, people usually eat a large amount of food for the holiday of Thanksgiving. Can you maybe talk about making healthier choices throughout the day?
Yeah, for sure. So the holidays are a time to enjoy quality time with friends and family, as well as, you know, those special foods that you probably look forward to all year long. But a lot of times people have kind of this all or nothing attitude about eating on holidays, where they either go completely overboard and then they end up feeling sick from overeating, or they're on the opposite end of the spectrum and they're just sticking really rigidly to a diet and they're not enjoying themselves at all. And from the public health perspective, there's definitely a middle ground, and that can be the healthiest, you know, not just for your body, but also for your mental health and your relationship with food. So just some simple, small things to think about. Starting in the morning, it's better if you do not skip breakfast. So eating even just a little bit earlier in the day can make you feel a lot better, and it can prevent you from overeating in one sitting later on. Also think ahead about what your plate will look like when it comes time. You know, you could be daydreaming about the mashed potatoes and everything like that, but you know, be mindful that balancing those, you know, hearty foods with fruits and veggies and high fiber things will be better for, you know, your heart health and also balancing blood sugar so you don't crash later on. When it comes to dessert, it's a good idea to start with a smaller portion and maybe include some like fruit with it before you decide if you want to go back for more. And then adding in some physical activity to the day, whether you like to run a 5K turkey trot the morning of or just going for a leisurely walk after eating can really help your body digest your meals. But most importantly, at the end of the day, remember what it is you're celebrating and focus on that experience with loved ones rather than obsessing over what you're eating.
Awesome. Good thing to think about. So thank you for that, Natalie. And then also, I know you wanted to touch on family health history. So can you describe how to talk to your family about their health history during the holidays?
Yeah, the holidays are a great time to learn more about your family health history because many extended families will be gathering and sharing stories and memories already. So family health history is a record of your family's past and present health conditions. And that information can tell you if you might be at a higher risk for developing certain diseases. So the first step is collecting your family health history information from parents, siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, anyone, you know, blood related on both sides of your family. You should be asking them what conditions they've had or had, as well as, you know, their age of diagnosis. And then you can ask, you know, your family about your ancestry and your countries of origins, because several diseases are linked to certain geographic ancestries as well. So find out as much information you can about the ages and causes of death of relatives who've passed. You know, you can make, it doesn't have to be a heavy conversation, you know, just it's good things to talk about with your family when you have the opportunity. And then once you're able to gather that information, you should check in with your primary care doctor and let them know if you discover anything new, because they might recommend that you begin disease screenings earlier than the average recommended age, or they might recommend that you're screened more often or with a different sort of method. So also for things like heart disease, they might recommend adopting some lifestyle changes or taking medications that can lower your risk. So that's all good information to have.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that was a heavy dose of information again from the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. Lots to run through. Again, Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Diabetes Awareness, Fall Prevention, and healthy Thanksgiving tips, as well as family health history. Natalie, thank you so much for running through all that, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.